Jesus. The brother asked regarding a specific scenario on Friday. He said he couldn't find enough water to take a shower for Friday. So could he move to the Tayammum stage immediately? The answer is not like that, my dear brother. You're supposed to see if you could take wudu or no. In this kind of shower, even if you follow the opinion of the shower of Friday is obligate, even with that, still need to move to the wudu stage before you go to the Tayammum. So imagine a person who doesn't have enough water to take a shower, but he have, but the water is enough for him to perform wudu. Can he make the wudu ablution? Or he moved to the Tayammum immediately? The answer is no, he cannot move to the Tayammum direct. He take the wudu, like how it comes to Hadith Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because for Friday, you are allowed to perform your Friday with the wudu only, even though you're supposed to take shower for Friday. So the conclusion, my dear brother, you need to take wudu. If the water is enough for your wudu, you're supposed to take wudu. Don't move to the Tayammum stage unless there is no water at all for your shower and for your wudu, or there is a water but you cannot use it at all for your wudu and for your shower. So this is the answer in a summary. Then I add for the brother a few benefits. The first benefit is regarding you cannot compare other masail in shower with this masala. This masala is unique. Imagine now a person, he wake up as a janaba. Janaba means a person who have an intercourse, then after that he need to take a shower to go to pray. But he couldn't find enough water. But he have water for wudu. Can he perform wudu and he go to pray Jum'ah? Okay, can he perform wudu and he go to pray in general? The answer, no. For the person who in this situation, either he take a shower or he move direct to the Tayammum state. Tayammum means use the sand for purification. So we say in this situation, no, my dear brother, move direct to the Tayammum. For you cannot use the wudu. You cannot make wudu for yourself. You have option in between shower for janaba or Tayammum only. If he said why, we say because there is no dalil to enlighten us that you are allowed to perform wudu in place of shower for the person who did intercourse. But we have a lot of authentic evidence show us that the person, he can perform Friday with shower or with wudu. Here we say it's different. So this is go to the all kind of obligation shower, like janaba, like al-hayd, wal-nifas, till the end. But for Friday is different. This is the first benefit. The second benefit is in a different scenario. Imagine our brother now, he performed wudu, he took wudu, then he prayed Jum'ah. Then after he finished the prayer of the Jum'ah, the prayer of Friday, the water came and he's able to take a shower. Did he must take a shower or what exactly? The answer is, in this situation, the shower for him will be mustahab, sunnatun mu'akkada, not obligate, even if he follow the opinion of the obligation. If you said why, the answer, because the correct opinion, the obligation in the shower of Friday is for that prayer. We believe that the shower on Friday for both, for the prayer and for the day. But if the person, if we have a specific person, he have a specific situation that, this is an example. If we have a specific situation for a specific person that the Friday prayer is not obligate on him, maybe he's in traveling, maybe he's a sick, or a woman, or a child, or something like that, we believe they're supposed to take a shower, but it's not obligate on them, because the obligation will go to the prayer itself. Whoever will attend the prayer must take a shower. Whoever the prayer is not applicable on him, he mustahab, is a preferable and sunnah mu'akkada to take a shower for sake of the day. So some people, the shower on Friday is it's for their day, for that day of Friday, Here we say to them, your shower is preferable for you to take. And some of the people, their shower is obligated on them because they're going to attend the Jum'ah prayer. So it depends. In this situation, if the brother or if the person already performed his Friday, the shower will be mustahab for him, not obligate. So we tell him, you're supposed to take a shower, but not obligate on you. And this is the correct opinion after you combine all the evidence and opinions, which is go smoothly with you without any kind of conflict. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.